The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doug Lucas from the North Carolina Reading Service. And for the next half hour, I will be continuing to read from the U.S. Veterans Magazine, the spring edition. We've got a couple more articles to go before we get into the summer edition. And the first article is front page article. That's Meryl Tengsdell, Fearless, Relentless. The Dragon Lady Who Went from the Streets of the Bronx to a Pioneer Aviator. Piloting the U-2 Dragon Lady, Meryl Tengsdell saw one of the most stunning sights of her life, a shooting star. From her 70,000-foot perch above Los Angeles, she looked down at it. "I saw a shooting star going under my aircraft," she said in an interview with U.S. Veterans Magazine. "The perspective you get, you see infinite amounts of stars, unobstructive. You see things you wouldn't see from the ground." Her experience in the air made her want to go further up and out to see more. She traveled a long way from the Bronx, where she was raised, to an assignment in the Air Force as the first African American to Captain Dragon Lady, described as a skyscraper with wings soaring on the edge of space. Where does the idea of flying take shape for a girl from the Bronx, which is not exactly a prime place for looking at the stars? "I watched too much Star Trek, she said, the 53-year-old wife and mother of two. She's talking about the OG Star Trek, 1970 style, on groundbreaking black and white Zeniths and RCAs. Captain Kirk, Dr. Bones McCoy, Lieutenant Uhura, Lieutenant Commander Montgomery, Scotty Scott. My role models were all fictional characters," she said. By high school, she was enthralled by space and fully immersed in STEM before it was an acronym for science, technology, engineering, and math. If she speaks for 10 minutes, anyone listening will probably be guided to the stratosphere one moment and grounded in microscopic details the next. "I was a member of the planetarium squad," she said. "I was a big old nerd." Colonel Tyndale's resume includes being the first and only African-American woman to pilot the U-2 Dragon Lady, a high-altitude reconnaissance aircraft piloting the SH-60B Skyhawk helicopter, serving her country in the Middle East, South America, and the Caribbean, earning degrees in electrical engineering from the University of New Haven and a master's in aeronautical science from Emory Riddle University, serving as the chief of flight safety for the 9th Reconnaissance Wing, director of operations for the 9th Physiological Support Squadron, commander of Warner Robins Air Logistics Center, and director of inspections at the Pentagon, and serving in wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The woman nicknamed Dragon Lady is a veteran of both the Navy and Air Force who was inducted into the 2019 Air Force Gathering of Eagle Foundation as an aviation pioneer. Since retiring from the military in 2017, Tengsdell gives motivational speeches for organizations such as the National Air and Space Museum, focusing on how to marry STEM and leadership in understanding communities. She's also appeared as a cast member on CBS's Tough as Nails and as a contributor to the Smithsonian Channel's Air Warriors and PBS Unladylike 2020, the Bessie Coleman story. She consulted on Steven Spielberg's Bridges of Spies. Some of her motivational tips, spelled out on her website at marytingsville.com, are "Harness the Power of Doubt. No struggle, no success. Don't assume intent. Do the hard things first, and how to shatter your sky." She had her doubts. When she first joined the military in the early 1990s, some of the World War II and Vietnam-era pilots were skeptical of her abilities. Professional, but skeptical. Some civilians, not bound by code of conduct, were not so civil. A pivotal point in her career came when an instructor, an older male, sensed her self-doubt and encouraged her not to show it. Look, Merrill, when you walk into a room, people are going to think a lot of things. He also told her she was one of the best in her class. She ran with his advice. One of her mantras regarding obstacles is you must go over, around, or through them. Sometimes through is the only way. All I know is that I'm going to outperform everyone in any room in any given situation, she said. That's one way for young people to shatter their sky, she said. It's about being fearless and relentless in pursuit of your dreams. It's a beautiful journey. The good news when it comes to females in traditionally male positions, women have proven themselves time and time again. The hard truth? Women will continue to have to prove themselves time and time again. In 2021, Tensdale published a memoir, Shatter the Sky, What Going to the Stratosphere Taught Me About Self-Worth, Sacrifice, and Discipline. Proceeds from the book go to the Legacy Flight Academy, which focuses on providing aerospace education to underserved communities, particularly youth of color, fostering their exposure to flight and STEM programs. The book is a self-reflection on life in the military. On that subject, Tensdale was asked by the U.S. Veterans Magazine why employers should hire veterans. Because we're amazing, she replied. We have an amazing work ethic. We're used to 12-hour days. If we're treated well, we'll go to the ends of the earth for you. We're loyal. Most military have leadership skills, and we've led under pressure. We have great organizational skills. We're meticulous. We're adaptable. We all have different perspectives. We work with different backgrounds. A story published recently in a military periodical reported that 14 years after the Navy began integrating women into submarine crews, the population of enlisted women and officers in subs continues to grow steadily year over year, and the service projects it will name the first female submarine commanding officer by 2028. What does Tensdale say to a future female submarine commander? Men and women are led the same, she said. You have to understand the vision and communicate that to subordinates. I'm absolutely sure she has grit and determination. People who talk behind your back are behind you, she added. They're behind you for a reason. You're looking forward. What's on the horizon for Tensdale? How about welding? What I love about welding is that it's very physical and you get to create stuff, she said. Maybe I'll build an airplane or something. She's taking classes at Sierra College where she's a board member. I wanted to see what was there for the kids. You get to the ground level and leverage people. Tensdale advocates for not just higher education, but community colleges and trade schools. Door opening, she said, can be done at the community college level. There's welding, auto, robotics, finance, that's STEM. According to the American Welder Society, there will be a need for 360,000 new welders in this country by 2028. There is also a need for plumbers, electricians, and mechanics. A lot of trades are desperately in need of people who are qualified, she said. Another option for young people who aren't sure what road to take? The military is a great choice, she said. There's nothing better than serving your country. Serving your country and learning new skills. It's the best of both worlds. Next article is top military travel resources and discounts. When you ask military families about the best things about the military lifestyle, they'll likely mention the extraordinary people they've met along the way and the fantastic travel opportunities. Some travel adventures are PCS-related, of course, but there are a few other ways to enjoy seeing the world with military discounts. The following programs are valid for military ID holders, so take advantage of your benefits soon. Time flies. Space A Travel provides free or extremely low-cost flights to and from Europe, Asia, and more. Those sound like pretty sweet military travel perks, right? For many military families, Space A available flights are the foundation of affordable vacation travel. When available, the Air Mobility Command, or AMC, supplies flights for current and former military members and their families across the country and abroad. However, AMC's primary job is to conduct military mission flights, so your schedule must be flexible to enjoy Space A benefits. Itineraries can change in an instant according to mission needs. Most military families budget for at least one airfare ticket for the service member's return flight just in case Space A flights don't work out. My husband's schedule hasn't let us take advantage of free flying yet, which is disappointing because we're in the National Capital Region and there are several convenient AMC terminals. It's something we're talking about for after retirement. There's a pretty steep learning curve if you're just starting to research Space A benefits. Give yourself plenty of time to understand the ins and outs of the process, such as how to sign up, eligibility priority, documentation, terminal locations, and procedures, and flight schedules. Even if you're new to military life, there's a good chance you've heard about at least a couple of the resorts in the Armed Forces Recreation Center's collection. These properties are so popular that they're regularly booked months and months in advance. Shades of Green, Disney World, Lake Buena Vista, Florida. Halakua Hotel, Honolulu, Hawaii. Edelweiss Lodge and Resort, Garmisch-Partenkirchen, it's in Germany, let's just say that. Dragon Hill, Seoul, South Korea. They are often visited by repeat family travelers who appreciate the affordability and convenience. Some families join an unofficial club after they've stayed at each property worldwide. We're just one location short, Shades of Green, but we're revisiting Edelweiss over the holidays this year. Like Space A travel, you must familiarize yourself with each property's eligibility and pricing structures, but don't worry, you'll enjoy each resort's website. They're filled with information, informative and helpful descriptions, and how-tos, not to mention amazing photos. If you want more insider information, join one of the many military family social media groups for each property. You'll learn many hacks to make the most of your vacation planning. American Forces Travel Discounts. Have you ever wished there was a one-stop shop for military discount travel services? There is. The American Forces Travel Program, which debuted in 2021, is operated by MWR and Priceline, offers eligible military families discounted airfares, cruises, hotels, event tickets, and trip packages. Note that the website verifies your eligibility through DEERS portal before you can search the database for deals. You enter your birth date, the last four digits of your social security number, and your last name. After you've been verified, you can search and sort through many airfare and cruise operations and read reviews for hotel properties. One of the best benefits of military life is access to travel. We're lucky to have so many choices, but it takes preparation time to become familiar with all the available options. Do yourself a favor and get to know these programs so you won't miss out on one-in-a-lifetime travel opportunities. Pause for healing. How robotic pets are helping veterans heal and reconnect. Animals bring a wealth of benefits to people, especially those dealing with physical and mental health conditions. However, having a pet isn't always an option for people who need them most due to communal living, allergies, etc. But a partnership between Capital Caring Health, part of the nation's largest not-for-profit advanced illness care and hospice provider, Chapters Health Systems and Ageless Innovations, the award-winning Joy for All Companion Pets makers, is changing that narrative. Through their collaboration, the groups are distributing companion pets to veterans with dementia and those suffering from social isolation and loneliness as part of their innovative robotic Pets for Vets program. To date, the program has distributed more than 3,000 robotic companion pets, which provide joy, companionship, emotional support, and more to veterans, and will expand to deliver 1,000 plus companion pets to veterans living in long-term care centers across the nation. There are 171 long-term care centers throughout the United States. These crucial homes provide comfortable environmental and extensive care for vulnerable veterans. Of those living in long-term care centers, more than 50% have a diagnosis of dementia and or experience feelings of social isolation and loneliness. This revolutionary initiative aims to combat said challenges by distributing care packages of companion pets to those impacted. Thanks to a generous bequest from Mary Stowe Boyd to Capital Caring Health, 6 robotic pets, 3 dogs, and 3 cats will be distributed to each of the 171 state-administered long-term care centers for veterans. The lifelike robotic animals are designed to simulate the presence and behavior of real pets. Equipped with advanced features like realistic fur, responsive movements, and interactive sounds, these companions offer a unique and interactive experience providing emotional support and comfort to individuals who may be unable to care for live pets. More than a dozen clinical studies from AARP, UnitedHealthcare, and other trusted sources have shown that robotic pets can enhance the lives of older adults living with social isolation, loneliness, and forms of cognitive decline, including Alzheimer's and dementia. Capital Caring Health has routinely heard how life-changing these companion pets can be for recipients and caretakers. Veterans and their families have access to many support services, but most of these do not provide for the evidence-based and lasting joy to veterans similar to the robotic companion pets, said Steve Cohn, Chief Philanthropy Officer for Capital Caring Health. Capital Caring Health and Aidless Innovations have considerable passion and experience serving veterans. Capital Caring Health has served thousands of veterans in Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia through its hospice and palliative care programs. Aidless Innovation has worked with dozens of VA medical centers nationwide, providing joy for all companion pets to veterans. At Aidless Innovation, our meaningful partnership with Capital Caring Health allows us to reach a remarkable group of individuals that are deserving of comfort and companionship, said Jim Murphy, SVP of Healthcare of Aidless Innovation. The impact of the robotics Pets for Vets program thus far has been vast, and we're confident that the delivery of even more companion pets will only further the impact among veterans across the nation. For additional information, visit capitalcaring.org and agelessinnovations.com. Excuse me. Understanding and addressing veteran mental health. The military community provides a strong sense of belonging, purpose, and stability for service members and their families. This environment, supported by intentional efforts from command teams across branches, fosters wellness, connection, and care. During service, members benefit from robust social networks, professional purpose, and access to high-quality medical and community care. While a resilient military force should translate into a strong veteran population, the transition from military to civilian life can be challenging. This shift often removes familiar structures and support systems, making it difficult for veterans to find purpose, maintain financial stability, and navigate post-service care. These challenges can exacerbate existing mental health issues, post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, or traumatic brain injuries, or TBI. Veteran transition, stress, and resulting mental health challenges underscore the need for targeted interventions, community-based resources, and comprehensive mental health support that can provide meaningful assistance before, during, and after transition. Not only do mental health challenges impact veterans integrating into civilian life, but it also puts them at an increased risk of suicide. Veteran suicide rates are consistently higher than those of the general population. Veterans are one and a half times more likely to die by suicide than non-veteran adults, and the suicide rate for veterans is 50% higher than the national average for non-veteran adults. One study done by RAND revealed that 1 in 5 U.S. veterans of Iraq, Afghanistan experienced PTSD or depression. Military service has significant impact on mental health, especially for those who have been deployed to combat zones. Having a history of multiple deployments, being exposed to combat or hostile environments, and service-related trauma can all be additional risk factors for veterans. The range of mental health issues affecting veterans is broad and often complex. Veterans face elevated risk for PTSD, TBI, depression, anxiety, and substance use disorders. These conditions can manifest in various ways, sometimes occurring simultaneously, which complicates diagnosis and treatment and ultimately impacts their quality of post-service life. Despite remarkable steps by both the U.S. Department of Defense and Veteran Affairs to improve access and reduce barriers, many veterans continue to face significant barriers to accessing care. RAND reports that only about half of veterans who need mental health care receive it. Some of the barriers veterans face include stigma surrounding mental health in the military community, concerns about the impact of seeking care on a veteran's military career, and lack of understanding about available resources. Community support plays a vital role in promoting a veteran mental health. Fostering supportive environments where veterans feel understood and valued can significantly impact their mental well-being. Veterans Bridge Home, or VBH, organizes events and workshops across different communities in the Carolinas to help veterans feel connected and support their well-being. Peer support programs provide a platform for veterans to connect with others who understand their experiences, fostering a sense of belonging and reducing feelings of isolation. These programs also empower veterans to take an active role in their recovery, and participants in these programs often exchange valuable information about available resources, treatment options, and support networks. VBH's peer support program, Battle Buddies, aims to combat veteran suicide and provide mental health support. It is an upstream suicide prevention effort aiming to reduce veteran suicide by training those who go through the program to recognize when their fellow veterans need a sympathetic ear and help navigate a period of transition or a connection to medical assistance. Comprehensive screenings and early intervention play a crucial role in addressing veteran mental health by enabling timely identification and treatment of mental health issues. In 2023 alone, VBH conducted over 1,300 comprehensive screenings. By conducting these screenings, VBH found that many veterans may not explicitly seek mental health support or address underlying social detriments of health. However, when presented with the opportunity to learn about available community resources and explicitly discuss mental health services, they often respond positively. It is important that conversations around mental health are initiated, as many veterans may not want to bring it up unless asked. One of the primary benefits of screenings is early detection, which helps identify mental health concerns in their initial stages. Early detection and intervention can lead to better outcomes for military veterans and reduce the risk of more serious mental health crises, including suicide. Building cohesive and holistic networks of local support allows veterans and community members to know where to go for help, ultimately leads to fewer gaps in care. This approach, pioneered by BBH, involves developing public-private partnerships at local, state, and regional levels, resulting in increased care and better outcomes for veterans. Training for healthcare providers. Equipping professionals with a deeper understanding of military culture and the unique challenges faced by veterans enables a more effective identification and treatment of mental health issues. Healthcare providers who receive specialized training may be better prepared to recognize the signs of conditions like PTSD, depression, and anxiety in veterans and can offer more tailored and empathetic care. Training also helps to reduce the stigma surrounding mental health in the military community by normalizing discussions about these issues and encouraging veterans to seek help. Helping veterans and their families find the sense of community purpose and stability that were prevalent during their service is essential for helping them integrate successfully into their civilian lives and communities. By establishing comprehensive support systems that incorporate community engagement, peer support, early intervention, and care networks of specialized organizations, communities can effectively address complex mental health challenges faced by veterans and they empower them to thrive in civilian life. For veterans in crisis, immediate help is available through the Veteran Crisis Line. Dial 988, then press 1 or text 838-255. Honoring service. At the U.S. Department of Transportation, or USDOT, veterans play a vital role in shaping policies and programs that impact millions of Americans. The department's Veterans Council, led by passionate advocates like Eric Raxnack, a program analyst in the Office of Chief Counsel at the Federal Highway Administration, is at the heart of these efforts. Ratzak, an Air Force veteran, has been with USDOT since 2020 and brings a unique perspective to the team, having served in various roles during his military career. His insights provide a window into how USDOT supports and empowers veterans across the organization. Ratzak's military experience is deeply influenced by his approach to his civilian role. The military instilled in me discipline, focus and skills to manage shifting workloads, he reflects. In overseas deployments, I collaborated with people from different backgrounds, cultures, and languages to always accomplish the mission. This collaborative mindset helps him bring out the best in his team as they work towards shared goals, fostering an inclusive and cooperative environment. As co-chair of DOT Veterans Council, he is up. We have run out of time for today's episode of Salute a Veteran Every Day. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Doug Lucas, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. It's 919-832-5138. Remember to salute a veteran every day. So long, until next time.